to Learning Life Together Forever. This is episode number 4 and the theme is food. By the way, we changed section number 3, so now it's a book review. So, yeah. Thanks.
All right. How are you doing, dear?
Good. How are you doing, Moose?
I am doing well. Make sure you speak up, and I want to apologize to all the listeners for some bad audio recording weirdness. In the last episode, we missed some of the music in a spot, and then Dad's voice sounded weird, and Deer's voice was kind of quiet, so we are working on it and learning, but let's jump right in. I'm so excited for this topic and theme. Both Deer and I really love food a lot, and it's definitely a big part of our life. So we're going to do that, and here we go. So, Deer, I believe it is my turn to go first.
Yes, I think you are correct.
All right, excellent. So, my first question for you is, what food do you remember loving first? Like, what's the earliest food that you can remember really loving?
Well, actually, it's a food that I really don't like now, but I know as a baby, I really liked avocados.
Okay, yeah. I think that was the very first solid food you ever ate. And when you were a little baby, any dads out there, if you have more little babies, we had a lot of success by mixing really strong flavors into your baby food. So when we made mashed avocados, we often put like cayenne pepper or cinnamon or curry or all kinds of crazy garlic or ginger, lots of strong flavors, which I think is a part of why you like food so much now or are willing to try so much food. Cool. I don't remember. I'm much older, obviously. but so the first food I ever loved is a lot farther back in my memory. But I do remember as a very young kid really enjoying having, they were called Butterhorns. And Butterhorns are this like fancy dessert thing that they used to have at the Palace Restaurant in Ellensburg. And my brother and I would go there and get Butterhorns during the summers, and they were so good. And I probably wasn't even that young, but because I don't remember us having parents with us, so we must have been kind of old. But that's the earliest thing I can remember really loving. What's your question?
Okay, I'm doing the one that is kind of like a fan question. So it's a question from my mom. And I replaced it with one of mine. So, this is a question. Knowing that each culture has its own unique foods, which country would you like to be permanently transported to?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's a good, tough question because I definitely would travel for food. That's definitely, like, why I want to go places. I think if I could only move to one place and eat their food from now on, I think that I would pick Korea. I really like Korean food a lot right now. So I think Korea or maybe Thailand, because I really like Thai food as well. But I really love Korean food right now. So maybe South Korea. How about you?
I think I really right now I really like Mexican food, like quesadillas and papusas, that's Mexican, right?
Papusas is actually El Salvadorian.
That's right.
But Latin America.
Yeah, Latin America, same thing. So, yeah, stuff like that, yeah.
So you might move to Mexico?
I really liking quesadillas and papusas and all the other stuff that's like those two things.
Okay, great. Next question. What is the best food tradition in your life? So we have lots of traditions of like eating this type of food on this day or this type of food to celebrate this thing. But what do you think is the food tradition in your life that is the most important to you?
Well, this year we didn't do it, but last year we didn't do it. But we used to sometimes have sushi every summer solstice. Every winter solstice, I mean, we celebrate the winter solstice on right around Christmas and all the other religious holidays around that time. We're not that religious, so we like to not celebrate those things that much, but we celebrate solstice a lot. And I think that we usually have like sushi for dinner, and that's really fun because we get to make our own sushi.
Yeah, we always make like way too much sushi and eat so much sushi that our belly hurts.
But it's still yummy.
Yeah, we can do that again this year, I'm sure. Well, very cool. That's a fun tradition. I think you know what my favorite food tradition is, and that is Thanksgiving. It's my favorite day of the year, and I love all of the flavors and the smells and cooking Thanksgiving. So that is definitely my favorite food tradition, and I wish that Thanksgiving was like 5 times a year.
Yeah. We make we help each other on Thanksgiving and make the food, and it's really fun. Every year we usually have a theme. So the theme last year was rainbow theme, like, so every different dish was a different color, basically, and it was really fun. So,
yeah. Definitely for dads or parents that are out there listening, getting your kids cooking with you is sometimes can be a frustration or challenge, or you might worry about, you know, cuts with a cooking knife or whatever, but I really encourage it. It's a lot of fun to cook with your kids, and kids can be more responsible and effective in the kitchen than you think if you just trust them to do so. Deer is an amazing sous chef for me during Thanksgiving and does a lot of cooking the days before. All right, what's your next question?
My next question is kind of like my first question, actually, but it's, where has the best food?
Where is the best food? So, I really like Korean food right now, but...
Wait, pause.
So?
What I meant by where has the best food is, like, what authentic, like, Chinese, American, like...
Yeah, ethnicity of food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like Japanese.
I think
Chinese
that maybe
food.
You like Japanese food.
I like Japanese food because sushi.
Sushi. Japanese food is always really good because they tend to put a lot of effort into their food. But honestly, if I'm going to say like what's just the best food every single time that I have it, I love it every time. It's really rarely disappoints me. I would probably have to say Thai food. But I might say Japanese as well. Sushi is really good. And a lot of other Japanese soups and stuff. And ramen is really good. Actually, I'll probably say Japanese also.
Japanese All right. is so good.
So, my next question is, what is a food that you like now that you used to not like?
Ooh. Well, I can think of a lot of foods that I used to like then and don't like now. But... reverse, let me think. I don't know.
Nothing? You can't think of any foods that you like now that you didn't used to like?
I used to like sushi.
You've pretty much always liked sushi, yes. Even when little kid.
Did I used to like soup?
I don't think you used to like clams, and you love clams now.
I don't like clams as much now. I used to...
We liked them the last time we had them, goofball.
When I was a toddler and baby, I didn't like them. And then a couple weeks ago, I liked them. And then lately, I've been iffy on them.
Iffy on them. Okay, fine.
Iffy.
All right, what's your last question?
My last question is, what is your favorite food?
What is my favorite food? Oh, I forgot to kind of answer my other question, too. I now, as a grown-up, love Brussels sprouts. They're, like, one of my favorite foods, probably. And so I didn't like those, I don't think, as a kid. We can check with Grandma, maybe, to see, but I'm pretty sure I didn't. What is my favorite food? My favorite food is probably an arepa, is called. Arepa is A-R-E-P-A. And arepas are the national dish of, I believe, Argentina. And they're like this corn tortilla sandwich type of like a pupusa, but a little crunchier on the outside and a little fluffier in the middle. And, oh, they're so good. It's the only type of that food, really, that I can't cook because you have to find a very special corn flour to do it. But arepas are really amazing and probably my favorite thing. How about you? What's your favorite food right now? Is it sushi?
Either sushi or pasta or soup.
Soup is good. I agree.
Soup.
All right. Well, thank you for questions about food. That was fun.
Yes.
We also have a couple of request questions or listener questions.
Fan questions.
So we're going to do another one of our fan questions from the Iris Classroom. They asked, what makes a good friend?
Well, I think that kindness, honesty, kind of all the core values we talked about earlier. Kindness, responsibility, honesty, respect,
okay.
Caring.
Good.
Basically, just like all the core values and just also just being really nice to people and understanding.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think for me, one of the things that's important to me in a friend is that they care how I am. So if a friend cares about me, and sometimes that might mean that a friend has to almost be not nice to me because I might be about to do something that's a really poor decision, and the friend might have to say, hey, that's not, you can't do that, knock it off, or stop doing that, you're being crazy. And that is maybe mean at that moment to me, or not mean at that moment, but maybe a little firm at that moment, but they're helping me not make a big mistake, maybe. But
yeah.
I just want friends that actually care how I feel. And I demand that of my friends, that you should care how I feel. I also don't think that a friend is someone who makes fun of me or makes me feel bad. And sometimes at friends, especially at school, sometimes friends tease each other or give each other a hard time or make fun of each other, and they think, oh, it's my friend, so he will be okay with that, or she will let that, you know, won't get too angry. But for me, I don't think friends should treat each other that way.
Yeah.
I think friends should not waste time making someone's feelings hurt or even taking the chance that someone's feelings hurt. You can be funny without being mean, I think. So
like,
I think it's important to treat each other well.
So if you fall and you get hurt because that friend accidentally, but they actually did it on purpose, but you thought it was on accident, tripped you, and they were like, oh, so I accidentally tripped you, who cares? Bye-bye.
Yes, that would not be...
That would not be friendly.
That would not be friendly. And then we had another fan question from one of our listeners, who is a grandma, and she asked, what was your earliest memory? What's the first thing you can remember? Or like the farthest back thing you can remember?
Farthest back thing I can remember is just, I don't know, Wisconsin, I guess. I don't remember it, like what I did there that much. I just remember being there.
Once. Being in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It probably helps that we just went back there and visited this year, huh?
Yeah.
You got to see what it looked like again, but... Okay, so maybe earliest memory is being in Wisconsin. You definitely had a lot of memories made there.
We used to live in Wisconsin before we came to Washington, but... Yeah, I had a lot of memories there.
Yep. Yeah. My earliest memory is... And I don't know how old I was, but we used to live in this kind of, it was called a trailer park. So it was like a bunch of houses kind of all next to each other that are all the same sort of long rectangle shape. And it was right across the street from the elementary school that I went to. And I have a memory of sitting out on the porch with Papa Barney, sitting out on the porch of that house and, like, listening to thunder and watching lightning storms. And I feel like we must have done it a few times, but I remember it in the summer, just one particular time sitting outside. That's, like, probably the earliest memory I have. Also, maybe learning to ride my bike, which was also in that same place. So, those were both early memories. Thank you, Grandma, for the listener question. And feel free to send us more listener questions if you'd like. But we are going to move on to...
Trivia!
Trivia! trivia!
But we do love the fan questions.
All right, what's your trivia?
My trivia is, what was the first food ever made?
Ooh.
And I'll give you a hint, it was on accident.
The first food ever made and it was on accident, wow.
They didn't,
well, I would have guessed.
The person who made it didn't mean to make it, they just made it.
That is a hard question to understand because there was like cavemen who like would cook animals and stuff and that was food. So
I think there's food that is... Obviously, like...
But you mean some more of like a recipe type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to guess the first food ever made was bread.
It was actually dessert. And I found out that, when I looked it up online, it said that it was chocolate chip cookies.
What? I kind of have a hard time believing that that's accurate, but it's fun to think that a cookie was the very first thing ever made. I don't know that that's true, but we'll see. I will go with it. Cookies for everyone. all right, my trivia question is, the average American human eats 1,700 pounds a year of food, which is a lot of food, but my question is, what animal on Earth eats the most food of all animals?
I'm gonna go with bear.
It's a good guess. It's a good guess. Bears are big. This animal actually eats tiny little teeny tiny food, but it eats lots of them, and it's a blue whale.
Is it a whale?
The blue whale eats little krill, yeah. They're called, right? Like we've learned about that little tiny shrimp. And it happens, most blue whales on an average day will eat 40 million krill.
Oh wow! Yeah, I was like bear, but then and then you said
or
they eat lots of tiny things, but they eat lots of them. And I'm like, are they really big? Do they live in the ocean? Are they whales?
All right, good trivia. Let's go to
section number three.
So we decided that it would be more fun to switch section three this week to, and we'll see if we keep doing it or not. Give us your feedback, listeners, and tell us if you prefer this. But we are going to each bring a book to section three and do a little suggestion and a little book review. So
a book that we've read and been liking.
Yeah, for sure. So, dear, go ahead. What did you bring for book review?
Okay, well, this is my third book that I've read in this series. It's called The Quirks. I bet some people and some listeners have read it before, but I really like this series. It's about a family who has magic powers.
Cool.
And there's an invisible person. There's a person who can, like, if she thinks too hard about something, it, like, comes to life.
Oh, wow.
There's a person who doesn't have any powers, but she can see the invisible person all the time, even when he's invisible. There's a person who can, like, basically mind control. There's a person who can, like, rewind time.
Cool.
Their grandma is, like, 2 inches small and a fairy. So, yeah, it's really cool.
Super fun.
This one's
and that is written by what author? What's the name of the author?
The name of the one in this series is called The Freaky Field Trip. It's by Aaron Soderberg. There's also The Quirks Welcome to Normal, The Quirks Circus Quirkus, and The Quirks Quirkalicious Birthday.
Quirkalicious Birthday. Right, excellent. So readers, check that out. The Quirks by Aaron Soderberg. Dear highly recommends it. My favorite book probably ever in my life, and actually Dear and I have kind of just started reading it together.
And I know that it's his favorite. He's told me like a million times.
Yeah, I've read it many times, but it is a beautiful book and it's called Watership Down. I highly recommend this for older kids, and dads to read together. It's written by Richard Adams. And it is a book about rabbits, and that sounds silly to read a book about rabbits.
But it's so cool!
It's so cool, and the rabbits go on a big adventure, and they're not like rabbits who wear clothes and dance like Mickey Mouse characters. They're like real rabbits, like rabbits live in actual nature and everything. It's just what if they could talk to each other. So anyway, look for that, Richard Adams, Watership Down, and The Quirks, Freaky Field Trip. And thank you very much for listening. This has been episode 4, and we are excited to keep going. And I don't think... I don't know if we've decided on a theme for next week, so if you have a theme you'd like us to talk about, let us know. Take care.
Bye!